Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
What is new radio?
New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I've been something driving me nuts, and I'm not an OCD type person, except on certain things. Like if I get a printout of something and it's got a smudge on it, that bugs me. But I have these notebooks that I use, and I'm pretty particular about the notebooks. And I like the lines on these; it's dark, and I like everything about it. But for some reason, it has the perforated edge. It's got the spiral and then the perforated. And this page, and sometimes this happens, it'll start to tear on the perforated part a little bit. And then what is that, about an inch and a half worth of a tear right there?
Uh-huh.
It is driving me crazy.
What?
I either want to rip it all the way out or go several pages ahead so I don't even have to worry about pulling it in any more down the perforated edge. Because I don't want it to not be fully attached in the book.
I don't think you're very vocal about being like that. But on Lindsay Look the other night, I had your son, Aiden, and he tells me that he's like that and he gets it from you. I didn't realize he was like that too.
Well,
like he's OCD as well.
Yeah, about certain things, but you know. There are other things that we look at and it's just, don't worry about that. I mean, it's imperfect, but so what? But then some things, just like with the perforated edges, you know, I've always said I hate it when something's perforated and it doesn't tear straight on the perforated line. That, like a paper towel or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just, I don't know why. It just bugs me to death.
I mean,
so why haven't you pulled this, if it's bothering you and you've been noticing it all morning, why haven't you just fully ripped it out yet?
Because it's got my notes on it that I'm using.
He needs it
right now.
Yeah, I know, but why keep it in the notebook? Why not just pull it out and use that sheet of paper?
Because then that's another, you know, it's like it doesn't belong. It's just like holding a stray sheet of paper, you know? And I would have to go back and tear. If it tears on the perforation, then I have to go back and tear the spiral little part that's left out. So it just has to be completely gone.
I get that, because in school I would always want the shreddiness to be gone. Yeah. But
your mother did a number on you.
I was going to say, have you seen a therapist? No, I'm kidding. I think, I mean, some things you're just more... You know, or
everybody has their quirks and pet peeves as well.
Absolutely.
But most people think that if you say you're OCD about something, which I don't like to use mental conditions as slang or exaggerations, or hyperbole. Mm-hmm. But if you're that way, then that just means that you're a neat freak all the time. And so they look and there may be something about you that's not like, maybe, you know, like my son, his truck can have a mess in it, you know, where he's gone to the store and there's a bag left in his truck or shoes or something like that. And they go, well, you're not OCD, you know, because you're messy. Well, it doesn't exactly work that way.
Well, and his and Jody's like analogies of how he's OCD, it to me wasn't really OCD. It's more like he was fixated on one thing and then he was like over it. Which,
did they tell you about when he was little and how the hot dog situation?
Oh no, but they told me he would be into something like skateboarding and then he was woke up one morning, he was like, I'm over it.
Yeah, he's just like that, about just getting obsessed with one thing. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden he's into something else and he doesn't care about that thing anymore. He does get that from me.
Yeah. But, and I don't consider that OCD, is it?
That's just obsessive. He's got an obsessive personality, I guess.
Yeah. So tell me about the hot dog.
All right. So when he was little, Jody and I had gone to the beach by ourselves and left. We took the kids to Louisiana to stay with his, with her mom and dad. And then they brought the kids to the beach. We were there 2 weeks, 1 week with just Jody and me, and the next week with all of us.
Oh, sounds great.
And Jody's mom said that she was trying to give him a hot dog because he, you know, the kids loved him back then. And he just, no, Mimi, no, I can't eat that. I can't eat that. It's got flutters on it. And you know how sometimes when you cook a weenie, it'll get the little splits at the end of it, the little split things. He wouldn't eat it because it had that.
That's so funny.
And for some reason, he called them flutters.
Flutters.
What?
Yeah.
Because maybe like a butterfly, like, you know.
Maybe. I don't know, but the little freak.
How old was he?
Probably three. Probably
yeah.
Brooks's age.
I could see Brooks saying that. That's why I asked.
Mm-hmm.
And Brooks also will be so obsessed, like minions. And then wakes up one day and don't really like him anymore. I was like, I'm sorry, what?
Spider-Man now or whatever.
Like I just spent, I don't know, thousands, probably, definitely hundreds on these stupid minions. And now you're over them, you know?
So Aiden will go from being obsessed with playing his guitar to all of a sudden he doesn't want to play it anymore. And now he's obsessed with baseball, but he has certain things that rotate.
Right.
So he'll go back to things where most of the time I won't. Once I get off of it, I'm done.
Yeah.
I just don't have any interest in it. So he'll go back to being into his guitar after he's been away from it for a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that all kids are somewhat like that, but the difference is kids will grow out of things like maybe. When Brooks is five, he won't like minions as much and it'll dwindle. But this is like an overnight thing.
Yeah.
Here today, gone tomorrow, you know.
And that's why the most often asked question by my wife has been, since when?
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's so like sudden. That.
Since when?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd be the same way because it is a lot of money and it's frustrating. But
I mean, she's talking about when they say, I don't like pork chops. Since when?
It's like, yeah.
And then he'll look at me like, and I said, I don't think he's ever liked pork chops.
Yeah.
But did he do his impression of Jody the other night on y'all's thing?
It was fantastic.
Yeah. Both kids do a Jody impression.
It's spot on.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, I know you're doing your own show and you would never come on Lindsay Look anyway, but I mean, we see each other in the morning and cool. But what if Jody, Aiden, Lainey, Lindsay Look? It's a family affair. I just feel like we'd have the best time. And it's because Lainey and Aiden are so different, but also so similar. So I want to I don't know. I think it'd be fun.
I'm pretty sure that Lainey thinks Aiden is the funniest person in her life.
I love that.
He makes her laugh uncontrollably and always has since they were kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, as a parent, you love that. You love seeing that your kids are close to each other.
Sure.
You know, mm-hmm. Well, maybe I could simulcast, you know, while I'm doing my show, I could.
Could you imagine? Have us on a screen like over here.
I'm sure all of the people that have joined my show to hear about, you know, the peace deal in Ukraine would be all into Lynn's Look.
I'd be like, is that the whole family there? Yes, it is. I feel like I'm a part of the family. So I just feel like I could. Be you, your voice, but also Aiden's you and he's your voice. So you're there.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And, he's so different than what he was when he was a kid, when he was little.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know whether that COVID did that. Not that he had COVID, but those COVID years of isolation and stuff that, you know, he was a junior going into his junior year, I think, when COVID shut down schools.
He did say, so he was talking about, you know, how he went to Western. I said, so if I say go ECU, that doesn't really trigger you because they're not really rivals, right? He said, listen, even if they were, I don't have much school spirit. I went to school online most of the time. I was like, you're right. Yeah. Think about that. You know, he wasn't there in the as much as,
yeah. And, well, he's not typically, you know, the school spirit type anyway. But yeah. I can explain more of that. But we need to take a break. This is kind of interesting. Or I think it is.
Mm-hmm. TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Let's do it!
Now, back to TJ and Riggins Extra Funny.
Man. It got hot in here all of a sudden, and I'm wondering if when my wife came up here to just stick her head in the door and tell me bye because she's going to her her little job, if she messed with that thermostat, and then you know she's known to do that, come to a different section of the house and mess with the thermostat and then leave.
Oh no!
She'd do that in our bougie house when I was down in the basement. She'd come down there to go into the storage area for something. Stop, boom, 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 hit the thermostat, and then walk right back up the stairs and go.
You know what she's doing? Smoking you out.
Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. Well, I got to touch some grass today, as the kids say. Anyway, I mean, I get stuck in this room all day.
Touch some grass.
Yeah. So anyway, we're talking about my son and the school spirit from his college and all that. Since he wasn't into any of the activities, because he went to Western Carolina University, which is a good school and it's safe, you know, and it's, you know, in a beautiful setting in the mountains of North Carolina, he doesn't smoke or drink or, you know, any of that stuff. And basically, if you don't do that type of college life, there is nothing else to do in Cullowhee, North Carolina, and its neighboring town of Silva. Mm. So he was just stuck in his dorm room all the time, and he wouldn't, you know, force himself to go out and find something to do or try to make a friend here or there. And it's too easy now when young people can just go on their computer and be hanging out with the friends they grew up with. And it's,
right.
It's like we're hanging out right now on the video.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he didn't have school spirit. And then, going into his junior year, he realized he could do all of his classes online. Then we said, that he should come home. And he, you know, he always worked part time for my little friend Jenny since he was 15.
Yeah.
And that he could work. And then that way he would be, you know, having some kind of human contact face to face and a little bit of a social life and all. So that's what he did his last 2 years. But what I realized when he and my daughter were in high school is that when you go to a bigger, high school and, in a bigger city, mm-hmm. than what my wife and I grew up in Louisiana, the chances of kids not having that school spirit and so much of their social lives being, you know, centered in school activities, you know, that's why, because my kids growing up, they didn't care a whit about going to a high school football game or any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas in Louisiana, that's all we had.
Yeah.
That was everybody's social activity and conversation and everything in the fall.
Same.
you know, it was Winfield Senior High School. What are the Tigers going to be like this year?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's all you had. I mean,
And so everything, but also I think back then the school gave you more reason to be proud of it and made the kids, you know, and parents more connected.
Agreed. Totally. Like my mom would work. They would send out like you're working the booster thing tonight at the game. So We all went, you know, they included the parents and the kids. And maybe it's because Concord, I mean, was very small at the time, you know, and there was not much to do. But that's the same way, like growing up, that's what everyone did on Friday nights.
And, you know, to be honest with you, when your kids are at a school that puts more importance on the lacrosse team than the football team, blows me away. You know,
was that their high school?
Yeah.
Oh no.
The lacrosse team's national champ. I mean, state champions in, you know, so many years, you know, they're great. But yeah, but then again, I look at it, you know, from a selfish standpoint of, did I want to be dragging ass to those ball games every Friday night and stuff like that? And I don't care about those Yankee kids playing, you know.
True.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, you know, if my son wasn't playing, then
But I
didn't try to have school spirit for their high school either.
Well, that's the thing. And that might be the difference, is that you were a part of sports, and that's why you and your family did that. And I cheered on Friday night. So maybe that's why my family, I don't know, like you were integrated, you know, at an early age.
Yeah. But I was also, I wanted to be a part of, cause I mean, you know, I thought my school was great. I really did. But it was the only game in town, had no competition, you know? We didn't have K-12 in the same school, but we had a kindergarten school, and then we had first through fifth grade. We're in elementary school, and then sixth through eighth was at the middle school, and then ninth through 12th was high school. But everybody went, you know, you knew exactly where you were going, because there was only one choice whenever you switched schools. But I remember homecoming parades were a huge deal. They let school out early. All ages got out early for the homecoming parade.
Now, did you have one like huge rival where it was like always talked about?
Yeah.
That's who we did too. And I think that made it more fun too. Like it was an ongoing every year, you know, it was the same.
Yeah. But you know, big city schools will just mess up children. Like first time I found out that my kid's high school had like three assistant principals. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What the hell?
I don't even think we had an assistant. We just had like one guy.
We had one, our principal, and then there was an assistant principal or vice principal, they called him. That they call these assistant principals, not assistants to the principal, but vice principals and or assistant principals. And the principal was, you know, you knew you treated him differently than you did the vice principal. And a lot of times the vice principal was the one that was more, he was more fun to talk to and all of that. But you also knew that if you got sent to his office, it was going to be bad business. But that was it. That's, you know, that's what we had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of makes me sad how times have changed.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes me sad too that they didn't get to have that fun experience in high school or college.
You know what else I thought they got ripped off on was, and I think y'all did too, even your age, having to go to school and see how slovenly teachers are allowed to dress.
Yeah, we never got that.
Yeah.
I would have liked to see it maybe like one time just to like laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and for me, anything short of a nun's habit is pretty sloppy. Well, you can wear whatever you want here, I guess. It's a free for all over here.
Yeah, but our teachers weren't allowed to even wear jeans. Like you couldn't, a teacher couldn't show up in jeans. They had to be dressed professional, like they're going to a, you know, an office job or something.
I don't think our teachers wore jeans. Can't remember.
Mm. That, you know, that I think that has been the downfall of a lot of our society. The introduction into the mainstream of dungarees.
Yeah. Dang you, dungarees.
Are dungarees still around? Can you still get a pair of
dungarees? Dungarees were what blue jeans were called when they first came out with them. You know, that was just the name of jeans in general.
You were around when they came out. Jeans?
I just use the word because I think it's a funny old word.
Dungarees. Like he used the name brand, like Kleenex.
No. I'm using it as a way to describe blue jeans in general. Like a pair of Levi's, they used to call a pair of dungarees.
Yeah. They do have dungarees, really? And they are back and better than ever. Clothing, workwear, and boots now.
I think they have them at Kohl's.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. It's a brand? Mm-hmm. Dungarees?
Yeah.
Levi's were the first blue jeans. You should know that, Lindsay. Didn't you have to learn about the history of clothing and design and stuff?
I actually did a report on Levi's. I remember vividly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't remember...
I could do a report on Levi's today as a corporation.
Really?
Yeah.
They're bad.
Yeah, they're bad business. You know, they don't have the same principles that I do politically, you know. Mm. So no Levi's stuff in his house.
When Lindsay was supposed to be studying fashion, she had too much school spirit. She was having too much homecoming.
I'm not going to even argue that.
Too many school spirits.
Exactly.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
The TJ and Riggins Show is available to stream live every weekday at tjriggins.com. Our new homepage works just like an app does, and it's the best way to enjoy the TJ Riggins Show. Or you want to listen later? Make sure you grab the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, tjriggins.com, or YouTube. And a sincere thank you for being a member of the radio family.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.